Uh-oh, what's up? What's going on? It's time for Soul Bro Radio Live, July 2nd, 2017 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the best coast in the whole wide world, U.S. Eastern Time, the real goddamn shit. I got some real big friends with me. I got a whole house today. I got Moss, Drew, Israel, Lil Narm, and on the phone lines taking callers, Zaboo, LaBoo, LaBoo. How's he doing? How are we doing? What's going on?
Well, I'm getting into voice acting now.
Really? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I came up with this like new series on my own. It's called it's called How to Be an Internet Voice Worker.
Yeah.
And I did some. It took me about 3 years to compile the research.
Okay.
I have the first video. It's completely my own independent research. No sources or anything like that, because I did lab testing on the microphones.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Blue Yetis have voice cards in them, sound cards, and that's something I found in the labs.
So what was the main place you were researching for this video? Like, what was your knowledge base?
There were some videos on YouTube, but like, no, it was in a laboratory. I mean,
it was in a laboratory. Did the laboratory have internet connection and YouTube access?
Well, it did.
Okay. Well, hey, man.
So the next video is coming out in 5 years.
Okay. All right.
It's
5 years.
It's going to be about 2 minutes. That's our projected goal.
What will that be about?
That will just be me saying a line that I wrote on my own. That's verbatim of a line that I wrote on my own. That isn't a line that's verbatim of anyone else's.
Okay. Fair enough, dude. Yeah.
We'll have the research to make the final video in about 30 years. So.
Okay. 30 years. Okay. Well, I mean, how are you going to balance like life and making that video if it's a 30-year dedication of labor?
Oh, dude, that on top of my heroin addiction, it's you don't sleep. I mean,
okay, whew. All right, okay. Well, nah, man, that's fair enough. Moss is really grown up. He's really shown true maturity, and he has entered the world of video production and voice working or whatever the fuck it's called. Who gives a shit? All right. Anyway, I mean, Drew, what's been going on with you, man?
Well, I wasn't done eating.
Okay. Okay. What were you eating there?
Steaks.
Steaks.
Again.
Like steakums? Dude, I can eat like a million steakums in one, like, eye blink. It's amazing. How about you?
I went on a date and I got a steak. I got a date steak. And then I went home and the family made steaks. So I ate another steak.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, Israel, I don't really give a shit about you. So back to me.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the deal. Recently, I was interviewed. There's some cool that happened. You can look at the interview. I got interviewed by a guy named Bob Vids, who I guess he was a guy who was like around the early Something Awful crowd. He said he knows like slow beef or some fucking guys like that. I don't know. I'm like not 40. I wouldn't. Anyway, he's a great guy. You should watch some of his videos. And I actually got interviewed by Bob Vids. You can go check that out. Israel, why are you not posting the link?
Oh, well, I don't know. You never told me.
Israel, you're supposed to project this. You're supposed to know this. If I do it before you, if I did it before, you're fucking out of here, Israel. Right. You're in timeout. You're in timeout. Yeah. Israel, you're in timeout.
1 year timeout.
Yeah, if you die in timeout, you die in real life, Israel. All right?
Forever. No toys
because
forever.
I can't post any web addresses, so cool.
You're in timeout either way. Anyway, so here's the deal. Who is texting me? No, you're not.
Actually, it was me.
You're lying.
It's me.
Oh, for some reason, AOL buzzes my phone. Okay, hey, how about you shut up? All right, look, we got to get to stuff that really, really matters. And you know what really, really matters? The new show on Comedy Central, Legends of Chamberlain Heights. This is
if you don't like it, you're racist.
I agree. This is the best show. Oh wait, I'll just make you a moderator. There you go. Anyway,
this is
the best show I've seen in as far as a new show coming out. Maybe the best show in like. Fuck, how many years, Moss? I don't watch TV.
A billion.
Yeah, it's been a while. Adult Swim's been getting stale lately, so... Comedy Central's been making Tosh.0 the whole fucking time.
Well, anyway, Legend of Chamberlain Heights is great. It's this awesome minimalistic animation show, and it really sticks true to the true formula of just joke writing, of like no attempted emotional attachment, although it like does tackle, you know, real issues. It doesn't do any stupid, sappy emotional attachment. It doesn't try really hard to have any form of moral or any form of, you know, resolve or development for the character. It doesn't try to do any of that shit. It's just pure jokes. And they happen so much. They hit you with them like every 10 seconds you get a good joke. And it's just, I feel like that's something that hasn't been happening as much on TV lately. It still happens. I just feel it doesn't happen as much, and it doesn't happen on the level that Chamberlain Heights does it. Moss, what's your review of Legends of Chamberlain Heights?
If you don't like it, you're racist.
Okay. Drew, what's yours?
My favorite show?
No. What's your review of your new favorite show, Legends of Chamberlain Heights?
Well, when it comes to the humor on the show, I think that it's unabashedly funny. Doesn't care about what the joke subject is. It's going to make the joke, and it makes the joke work by being funny.
There you go.
And at the end of the day, if you're not going to be funny, maybe you shouldn't be on TV doing comedy.
On Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
A Commodity Central.
Commodity Central. Ooh, that's some fucking stinging wordplay there. Drew is going to take down Comedy Central. But anyway, for the longest time, I would always say South Park was the best running show on television. But season 20 of South Park, they weren't around.
Dog shit.
Yeah, no. Trey and Matt, from what I've heard and like from interviews or reading around, from what I've heard, they weren't there for the final say on what made it into the show and what didn't, as opposed to the other 19 seasons. And it was actually, who was it, Bill Hader?
Yeah, Bill Hader was given, I think he was made director of the writing board where Trey Parker used to be that.
Okay, yeah. So basically, Bill Hader, he's more, it's not that he's like shitty, but it's, you know, he's more tuned for SNL. He's more tuned for different shows because that's, you know, that's what he made his money doing. Yeah, and it's like he's always been there writing for South Park. He's always been a part of that, but it's just, you know, I guess final creative decision. I mean, as far as from what I've seen, the nature of South Park had always been, it felt different. It felt like a completely different creative path in the sense of South Park. The great shows predict the things that happen. South Park was reacting to the things that happen. It wasn't trying to do its own thing. It was getting like it was falling way too easy on the whole Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton election. It felt lazy. When they're back, I'm sure it'll be better. But until then, they are no longer number one. The number one running animated show, or fuck animated. The number one running show on television is Legends of Chamberlain Heights. Book it. You can watch it online on Comedy Central for free. Legends of Chamberlain Heights is the real shit. That gets a full official YouTube endorsement from me. I love it. Let's go to Isaac. Let's see what Isaac wants to know on the show. He called in. Isaac, what do you want to know on the show?
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to know. So you did them back in the time you did them. Your online voice video. Are you ever thinking of doing another one with like filming or something like in that kind of line?
I had a DSLR video up. There were a couple errors in it, so I decided to take it down. This was by when I did that was like 2 years ago. So I don't feel real bad about taking it down. It was a long time ago. But I mean, as far as filming, it's like as far as tutorial videos, I'm kind of out of it. I do the workshops now. That's what I prefer to do. I prefer to work with people one-on-one because I'm so sick and fucking tired of making a tutorial. And then someone's like, oh, hey, I have this question and that question and that question, and they expect me to answer it. And it's like, I just get the fucking workshop. Get the goddamn workshop. All your questions will be answered. You will be prepared for the field. It's all good. I gotta start really focusing on stuff that's pure production and not teaching production and not talking about other productions. I really just got to stick to working on writing and creating and producing because, you know, and that's how everyone should be, unfortunately. That's how everyone should be. Unfortunately, people aren't doing that. So yeah, I'm just worried about making my own stuff, getting my own jokes, my own thoughts, all that. I'm just worried about getting that out there right now. So yeah, I have the workshops for people who are eager to learn. That's pretty much all there is to it. Is there anything else?
Yeah, just one more. You know, it's been a while. What's your next video coming out, man?
Well, I mean, again, this is the cool thing about Patreon is it's monthly. So basically, before it was weekly, so I had to upload every single week or else I wouldn't get paid. And so let's say if I elected to do a video that was longer or I wanted to put all my time into a project that was much larger, I would be losing money. But now with Patreon, I can just do, you know, I can either make a 35-minute project or a 5-minute project. I'll still be putting the same amount of effort into it. But, you know, it's, again, like that's what Flow King was. You know, Flow King mixtape, for those of you who don't know, check the video on it. 35-minute comedy mixtape. It's got, you know, it's got stuff for everybody. A little something for everybody. 35 minutes. So, again, that a month of YouTube videos, you know, that's maybe, what, 16 minutes? So, you know, it's like you gotta think in terms of, like, counting minutes and stuff like that. I do have videos planned. I want to do... Well, me and Moss and Drew, we've been coming up with some ideas for for some good dubs. The first one is we have our old friend Kamyar. We're thinking of making a Yu-Gi-Oh! Dub called Seto Kamyar, where basically Kaiba is Kamyar, and he will be bragging about his getting a job at Tesla, all those great things, all those classic wonderful things, and so. That's something. And Drew, you want to tell them about the baby and the ogre thing?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to make a series about me and Max, as Max is going to be the little baby from Yu Yu Hakusho, and I'm going to be the ogre, and we're going to have such classic exchanges like, hey, boss, why is my butt hurt? And he'll be like, because you're gay.
Okay, no, we're not. None of those words will be in it at all. We will have better lines. We'll get a shipment of edible Legos comes in on a pallet made of Legos, you know, stuff like that. More family friendly, wonderful things of that nature. All right. Anyway, so
awesome, man.
Yeah, we're doing that. I mean, look, there's stuff on the way. It's just as I get employment for other things, like writing for people, making commercials, you know, stuff like that, you know, shit. End of the day, those guys are going to be paying more.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, no. But anyway, thanks for your time. We're going to see you later.
Cool, man. Thanks.
That was Isaac, originally from Montana, now lives in Latvia. Okay.
Japan.
Japan, whatever the fuck, same country.
Latvia? Same side of the wall when Trump's president.
Oh my God. Yeah. We still say when Trump's president because it doesn't feel real that he's president. All right, let's see. The new Jay-Z album came out.
Yeah. Who cares about Jay-Z?
What?
Oh,
racist. Sorry. What? Well, okay, Bazookles.
Like
okay. Why?
I watch Chamberlain Heights.
Why do you not care about Jay-Z, huh, buddy?
I never listened to Jay-Z.
Well, wait, how old are you?
16.
What? You're 16? Jesus Christ.
What?
We're going to have to put Moss on a watch list. Anyway.
why?
I don't know. We just don't like you. But
with him.
Jay-Z is... Okay, I am very confident in saying after that 444 album, or 444, however people say it, after that album, he is, without a doubt, the best rapper ever. Period. No fucking question to ask. Fuck you. I don't want to hear fucking Kendrick Lamar. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Kendrick Lamar.
You're being a wise guy. Israel, what are your thoughts on the new Jay-Z...
I'm a wise guy.
Israel, what are your thoughts on the new Jay-Z 444 album?
Like, I thought, like, the first track was, like, a little bit weak, but, like, the more I listened to it, like, it was some pretty good stuff. Like, No ID had some pretty good production. My favorite tracks are Story of OJ and the title track.
Did No ID produce the entire thing?
The entire thing is done by No ID.
See, that's why that album is so great. You get the guy who taught Kanye West, you get the greatest rapper who ever lived now, and you put them together. They made 10 songs, it was a 36 minute album, not too fucking long, not doing all this bullshit, not trying to fill whatever the fuck, all very traditional sounding songs, and it was nothing but bars. I don't really see how this album's gonna get radio play though, because was there a hook that entire album?
God, I don't know.
It didn't really feel like it.
I mean, it didn't really feel like it though.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, you need to. Again, back the physical release. You got to get Jay-Z's 444 on vinyl when it comes out, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it on vinyl, and it's going to be final. You like that? You like that? You like that? Yeah. Shut up! Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay to be you.
Jesus.
Okay.
Can I be you instead?
No. What?
Bazookles, is 9/11 older than you?
Myself?
Oh, yeah. How old are you? Were you born on 9/11?
I was born in January 2001.
9/11. Damn.
I have a friend who was born on 9/11, though.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Wow, the happiest day of my life was 9/11/2001. Where were you at 9/11 getting shit on by a toddler?
No, I was shitting myself because I was the toddler.
For me, the best song on it was Smile. I think that was the best song on it. What do you think?
Oh, Israel? Yeah, that was also a good one.
Yeah,
I've been really bumping like the Story of OJ one because like I like the sample choice.
Yeah, because you like that he uses the N-word a lot, and you.
No,
are
I don't.
Klansman.
No, I don't.
You
That's
are
calmier.
You are what
That's
Jay-Z calmier. Sought to destroy. Oh, also, check out Narm. Speaking of Flow King, what's it called? We were just talking about Flow King earlier. Narm actually did a Chopped and Screwed remix.
Oh, yeah,
One of the songs on Flow King. So you got to go on SoundCloud and check that out. You can find it on the original thing is on DatPiff. Narm, link your song. Go ahead, link your song there,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, I'll link the Chop Not Slop version in the chat right
Why
now.
Why do you call it Chop Not Slopped and not Chopped and Screwed?
Well, the rule is it's not Chopped and Screwed because DJ Screw didn't do it. That's pretty much the whole thing.
Uh oh. No, you're right. It's fine. It's fine. I'll get over it. Speaking of that, what's it called? I've sort of been lazy on plugging this out, so I apologize for that to the people who have backed so far. But we're really trying to, we got to get that Taste Closed VHS feature out. It's going to be an hour long feature length Taste Closed thing. If you back with $30 domestically, you get a tape of the feature to your house. Ask anybody who got Operation Backpackers, they'll tell you it's worth it.
Worth at least $300.
At least $300. We got like $2,000 to go. So anyway, you got to get that, and then $100 to what is it? $100, and you get executive producer. You get your name as executive producer in the credits of it. So you definitely got to get the new Taste Closed feature. If you're a fan of Taste Closed, fucking why are you not doing it? If you're the type of person who always asks for more fucking Taste Closed, fuck you if you're not backing this. You gotta back this shit. This is the real ass shit. I got some good ideas for it. Some good musical concerto, or I don't even know what the fuck that means. Remember last night at like 4 a.m. where there was that like little centipede bug thing crawling around on my like wall, and I had a can of dust off to try to freeze it and it wasn't working.
So yeah, what'd you do?
Well, no, because it turned out that the dust off, because you know you turn it upside down and it makes like the liquid come out and like it freezes shit. And so I thought I could just freeze the bug to death, but all it was doing was stunning the bug. It wasn't actually killing the bug. So what I did was I had a napkin in one hand and my dust off in the other, and I was waiting. And the bugs detect motion, right? So it detects motion. It was coming out from around the corner, and I was like, I moved to like try to go in, and then it stopped. It was like, uh-oh, who's this? Uh-oh, who the fuck is this? And so I realized they detect motion. Bugs are like dinosaurs. They detect motion. So it's walking around. It's coming through, and I fucking, when the time is right, I start, motherfucker, and then, oh, shit. Hear that?
Mm-hmm. You drop your can?
No, I had a bunch of water bottles stacked up. Anyway, I fucking sprayed the thing. It was stopped in its fucking tracks. I thought a hurricane was coming. I smashed that motherfucker. It was dead. Dead like bazookles.
I guess I'm dead.
When I'm through with
them. Not if you're dead first.
Did you tell him a funny joke?
You wise guy. It's okay.
Someone needs to kill that dog.
Listen, he's just upset because you won't tell a funny joke, Moss.
put on some cleats and just walk on them.
All right. Yeah, you should do some crush porn of your dog.
All these water bottles.
I don't know if
everywhere.
I can sell it for enough money.
Oh, I have so many water. Let me take a nice sip of water. Are we ready for this?
My water.
Hell yeah.
I got this calzone for lunch. I didn't even finish eating this. It was all just like grease and bread. I fucking hated it. I don't know. Hey, let's go to a caller. Let's go to Melvin. Let's see what that fucking guy wants to know.
Fucking Melvin.
I have a lot of vitamin C on my desk. Hear that? When I take the vitamin C, it tastes like orange, orange concentrate drink. That's what that's what the pills taste like. Do you think I should eat them like candy?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, what is orange?
I don't know. Melvin, what do you want to know on the show?
Oh, okay. So my friend, he's got a YouTube channel and he needs a new microphone. So hold on, let me just mute the show real quick. Okay. So I was wondering. He has a pretty low budget, and so I suggested to him a Blue Spark, but I just wanted to, you know, confirm that and see if it was actually a good choice for him.
Melvin, how old are you, cuz?
Oh, 13.
Damn, yeah, I could tell. All right, anyway, so don't worry about it. Okay. No, it's just funny. Okay, Blue Spark, if they're on a budget, just do the AT2020. You can find one for, like, $70.
Oh, okay, cool.
$70. Well, eBay. Like. Now, I'm assuming your friend is not 18 years or older, so he's gonna need mom's PayPal account to take care of that one. Or check it out. Tell your friend to steal from his mom's purse and go buy an AT2020 from the pawn shop, and then get a Kobe 8 retro jersey while he's at it. Okay. Anyway.
All right,
Melvin. We'll see you later.
All right, see ya.
All right, that's Melvin from the NYPD. Okay, so Israel, you're going downtown. You're going fucking downtown.
Yeah, that was a sting operation.
Yeah, that's a sting. Israel, you're a pedophile. No. You're going downtown.
Nope.
Sorry, buddy.
Nope. Wait.
Nope. You're going downtown. No. Check it out.
Okay.
We're gonna have to give you a very important test to see if you're a pedophile. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. How much anime do you watch?
None.
How many video games do you own?
A couple.
Pedophile.
Okay. Well, how much money have you spent on video games in the last 3 months?
None, actually.
4 months.
None.
5 months.
None, actually.
Okay. Is there a PS3 in your room?
It's right next to my keyboard, actually.
Okay. How long ago did you buy that, buddy?
About like 6 months ago, I think.
Bullshit. You're a pedophile. You're lying.
I got the ultimate.
I'm a lion.
It's a very, very simple question that can tell if he's a pedophile or not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a toddler takes their shirt off and no one's around to watch you, do you masturbate?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
He hesitated.
Okay.
He was right.
Okay.
There should be no hesitation.
All right. Now let's see if you're a racist pedophile like Ben the Looney. Okay. Here's what we got to do here. All right. Okay.
Our cartoons.
Look to educate yourself about hip hop, do you watch a white video essay channels that tell you about why rappers like Grey Poupon? Is that something you do?
Sometimes.
Okay. Israel, you're racist.
I'm not that racist.
Hide your kids.
You're racist.
Hide your rights. He's gonna try to take them all away.
Jesus Christ! Dude, I got so many water bottles.
All you know, the 3 liter jugs that they have at the grocery store. I have like fucking 50 of those stacked up on my wall. I'm gonna use them for a funny video.
Are those like the buildings for the bugs to live in?
Okay, you need to fuck off. I'm getting upset. I'm getting bullied.
Smelled like a little alien ant form.
I get it. Annie, are you okay?
Like Anakin Skywalker or
Annie?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, Jar Jar Binks is the best Star Wars character.
Yeah, honestly, like the Star Wars prequels are way fucking better than Star Wars Episode 7. It's not even fucking close. So let's just
Annie.
Get
Me.
I'll do the water bottle challenge. That's what I'll do. Like LeBron James.
Me some fan and water bottle challenge. You just
drink a bunch of water.
You need to not say that. Wait, what?
It's a fire.
What, bazookles? What's going on?
What's the water bottle challenge?
The water bottle challenge where, like, you have to throw a water bottle up and it lands on the cap.
Oh, okay, so the flip. Yeah,
yeah, everything's a fucking challenge now. Everybody has to be challenged. We can't just get along. It has to be some bullshit fucking...
I know, I'm challenged.
Yeah, and you have to play Denzel Curry.
Yeah, you fucking... Oh, yeah, here's another racism question. Who's better, Kodak Black or Denzel Curry?
Oh, easy, Denzel.
Okay, you're racist. This is just sealed. Is sealed and shut. Sealed and shut. Look at that. Oh my god. Okay, all right. Next racism question. What's a liberal's least favorite race?
What?
The Daytona 500. What else has been going on? Moss, what's been going on in your life?
I told you I made that series and battling heroin addiction and not living with my parents.
Are you winning?
Are your parents?
Oh hard? Yeah, hey, how's your job and living situation?
Well, I just I'm the lead maintenance engineer at Tesla.
Oh, what's a lead maintenance engineer do?
Just make sure there's not like any debris sitting in receptacles at like
so you're the janitor.
That's like saying the N-word for African American, okay? So
you're custodian.
I think I'm going to have a talk with Elon Musk. We're going to get you blacklisted. You're never going to own a Tesla in your life.
Oh, well, what if I don't want to own a fucking stupid Tesla car?
They're going to make you own a Tesla.
Teslas are going to be like the new fidget spinners, okay? Everyone's going to have one.
Moss, how are we going to get these tapes sold?
You got to hustle. I've been on my block. I've been turning these tapes.
Do you think Wale sold Taste Clothes Dubs like on the streets of DC? Do you think he did that at any point?
Yeah. He's like, "Hey, my man, do you like funny cartoons? Like you're pumping your gas." He's like, "You like funny cartoons? Dude, I got you. It's called Taste Clothes. And it's got all your favorite. It's not funded yet, so I can't really tell you any features because it hasn't started. But it's gonna be good. You got to hear me out on this one.
Hey man, Wale would hold us down. If Wale was here right now, he'd fund the entire tape because Wale is a hero of DC. Wale is a good man. I'm proud of Wale.
He made a song with John Mayer once.
Okay, and
John who?
I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was doing. Oh yeah, I was like washing my hands and like the day before I was cooking boneless chicken breast and I used like tons and tons of olive oil because like I'm stupid and so I was like the pan that I put in the sink was getting filled up and it looked like those like rainbow oil spills that you see in parking lots. It was really fucking cool. I was so happy. For the first time in my life, my sink looked like art. And so Moss, are we friends? What are we doing?
Friends like a strong word.
What?
Maybe like colleague, I'd say it's a better word.
Would you take a bath with Moss?
Are you saying we're not friends?
I just don't want to put any labels on anything.
Wait, Moss, you have to tell me right now if we're friends or not. Right. Crosses arms.
Cross his arms.
Punches you.
Punches you back.
Ooh.
Fuck, what else?
Wait, who's fighting?
I don't know. I was just throwing out some fight moves and I was seeing if anybody would take them. Hey, look, dude. We gotta get Kenny in here and just grill him for the last 10 minutes of this.
Careful, Kenny.
My chins are they're at full power.
Oh, yeah, let's see who won between a certain guy in Kenny's chins.
Oh yeah, see the total amount for most chins in the chin contest. Actually, let's just throw Kenny in here and see if he's on.
It's the problem with me getting blackout drunk. I always forget these polls and I never look at the.
Why was trying to keep blacks out?
This is the best. Are you black?
Yeah. What? Kenny lost actually by a big margin. Kenny.
No,
has less
Kenny. I will fight for. We gotta train Kenny. We need a training montage with Kenny where he's just drinking soy sauce. Kenny, we're live on the air. If you don't want to be live on the air, then just leave, okay?
You got a chance. Okay.
But check it out. Kenny, there was recently a poll between you and another certain someone that Moss cannot disclose at this time, okay?
Okay.
these people said that he had more chins than you. Will you defeat this man? Will you train to gain more chins to defeat this man?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Train to gain.
Kenny, how much soy sauce are you going to start drinking an hour?
How much do I need?
Like 5 bottles.
A lot.
I'll do like 12 just to be safe.
All right, so we need that many.
Is it like exponential? Do like if you get 2 chins, you get 4 after that, or you have to like earn each chin?
We need you. Okay, we need you to like gain as much chins as. Okay, break into a Subway after hours and just eat all of the loaves of bread they have.
Okay.
Eat all of their loaves of bread and drink as much water as you can, and you'll gain like 20 pounds. That's like, that equates to at least 2.5 chins.
Won't you gain more weight if you drink the Powerade or something?
He has like a completely flat stomach, but his like chins are just like taking up his whole body.
He's the tower of chins.
I would agree.
No lower body.
I would feel inclined to agree with that, you know? Oh, dude, I have all these Ben DeLooney sound clips. What is this one?
I took her out to eat at Olive Garden.
Wait, let me play that one again.
I took her out to eat at Olive Garden.
When I was a kid, I was gay.
Oh, dude, evidence Ben Looney's a pedophile.
Pretend to jerk off
to kids.
Pretend to jerk off.
How do you pretend to jerk off?
I don't know.
I want
to
hear him.
Oh, and here's a statement where he says he isn't a rapist.
I'm Ben Looney. I'm not a rapist by any definition.
Did not have sex with Cuba Gooding Jr. Okay.
Oh, my God. Remember that kid that called in that pronounced Metallica fucked up?
Metallica?
Yeah, you pronounce it
Metallica. CDs.
Hey guys,
you pronounce it Metallica. That's what it was.
Metallica.
I'm a big fan of metal licking.
Dude, that kid kicked ass. That kid was awesome, man. He fucking because like normally some bitch would be like, it's Metallica. I'm like, no, dude, Metallica sucks. You should learn how to pronounce Lil B before you learn how to pronounce Metallica. So anyway, we'll see y'all later. Goodbye.